Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Check it out.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. Crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is back, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack and MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top of my...
Hey, hey. Check the rap, cuz. Check it out. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to stop that one. Let me stop. I ain't going to do that. What up? What up? What up? It's that Thursday show. Lady T. How
what's
you
happening?
Be, lady? How you be?
What's
how
going
you
on,
be?
My
how
brother?
Be?
My big
girl,
brother.
I got
what's going on?
Girl, I got to tell you. I got to tell you, Trees. That black sweatsuit, man. Trump, I'm going to sleep last night, right?
Right.
And I don't know why that daggone black sweatsuit, that black Adidas sweatsuit popped up in my head, yeah? I want that junk.
You know I'm holding down for you.
I know you got me, but that joint was just on my mind. I was like, yeah. I can wear that junk out in my everyday. When my school had the, you know, because my Fordsville, one thing about Fordsville, they love to party.
Yeah.
So they'll break out and have like a old school back in the day party, an 80s party or something 90s. You know what I mean? And that joint, man, woo. How you see me coming in there with some fresh silk toe Adidas, a Tango, you know, I might even get some Gazelle. That's all right.
Okay, hey, yeah. Tang got a pair.
A Gazelle?
Yep.
I can't stand him, y'all. Well, listen, I might have to borrow Tang. Hold on. Do they have medicine in them or they just the silk?
No medicine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me rephrase that. I might have to borrow my brother Giselle's, man. That's all right. Hey, look. Hey, Trees. I'm sitting there, you know, social media and doing my thing, looking through
social media.
Social media. And, you know.
I love you.
I see this, like, lumped up and beat up, right? And people like, what did he do? You know how
right.
Somebody take a picture and it becomes a funny. So I said,
it goes viral.
That Bama, yeah, it goes viral, exactly. So I said, that Bama was caught in some man's house with some man's wife. Yeah, and that some man beat the hell out of him. Well,
right.
As it turns out, Lady T,
mm-hmm.
this was the young man that decided he would rush the stage on Dave Chappelle.
No, he did not.
Hey, Tree, we got a new picture in the dictionary for Willie Lump Lump. I'm telling you, because that babble was really lumping and lumping and lump lump lump. You hear me?
Lump lump.
I mean, he,
I know that's right,
girl. That Bama looked like a bowl of Campbell noodle soup, man. You know what I mean? And it wasn't good, Treese. It was not good at all. I was like, oh my goodness,
yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking him up right now. Oh my,
yeah, you see?
His own church a different way. Oh, his arm
exactly.
broke, bro. His arm is broke.
Man.
It's broke.
Man. When that dude rushed the stage, tackled David Chappelle, David Chappelle grabs him first and was like hitting him in the back of the head. He managed to get away from Dave, but he ran like to the rear of the stage, backstage or whatever, and all we could see was like silhouettes against the curtain. And they were stomping this dude and beating the hell out of this dude. And you know, it's kind of a, oh, man, and yeah, situation for me. Oh, man, because I hate to see anybody get beat down and stomped like that, right?
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, because I'm like, maybe these lunatics understand that you can't rush the stage. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll get it in their minds now that this is not accepted, and we're not having this, you know? And Dave Chappelle cracked a joke, and it was just a joke. We don't know for sure if the – I don't know, I'll say, for sure, if this young man is transgender. But Dave Chappelle said he was transgender. And then Chris Rock comes on stage and says, was that Will Smith?
No, he didn't.
Yes. I mean, this thing is getting all out of control with these people rushing the stage, sis. I mean, who the hell do they think they are? Since when has it been okay to rush a stage, man?
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, see, I was just about to say, I don't want to put this on Will Smith, but for real, we have to. For real, we have to, sis, because
he started it, man.
He started it,
When nobody's doing that, I mean, people was acting a fool and heckling people and doing that kind of stuff. But wasn't nobody rushing up on the stage trying to fight nobody? Wasn't nobody doing that?
No. And only at soccer games, sometimes football games, depending on how big the game, you'll have Bama's rushing butt naked. But even then, they not messing with nobody. They just want their 5 minutes of fame. So,
Facts.
Will, boy, Yeah. But they beat the hell out of that
dude.
They beat the hell out of that dude, Treats. I mean, they beat that dude. Breaking on the bacon. For real. They beat that Bama stupid. You hear me?
Yeah, they did. And then he was looking all stupid on a stretcher. He looking all stupid in the chair. looking all stupid like, I did it. I'm stupid.
I rushed the stage. I bet your ass won't rush no more stage.
Hey, Kale, look. He got one of them faces that needs to be punched.
Right. Hey, look. Hey, all jokes aside, yeah. When I saw him and realized who he was, I said, oh, yeah. How you going to rush the stage with a punch in his face, yeah? You can't bust nobody on stage with no punch me face, especially no brother from Washington, D.C. They not having it. And now I'm pretty sure they get down in other places. Hey, Treats, I'm really starting to think Memphis is one of them rowdy cities, because this year NBA playoffs got me thinking about Memphis for real. You know what I mean?
They rowdy. They about their life.
Okay. Okay. So I was wrong then.
And that's one of the cities that I've been to. They about their life.
Okay. That's what's up. You know, yeah. So, hey, listen, man.
Yes.
If y'all got some family members that dislike certain stars or athletes, tell them don't rush the arena where they working, man.
Okay.
Because they whooping ass and taking names now, man. They beating the hell out of people.
They are going to be a meme.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But you know what, Treat? The sad part about it, some of these damn are going to like being a meme.
They like being a meme.
Yeah. I don't want to be no meme, y'all. I don't want to be nobody.
Let's be doing it in a nice way. If we can give me a nice meme that I'm on the good end of it, then let's do the meme. But it's so you can draw that line, like the line's right there, and it's so skinny, so I don't even want to touch it.
And see, I got one of them faces where Batman look at it and say, oh, yeah, we can say something funny about him. We can utilize him in a funny way. So the meme might...
I got big forehead. And you think they ain't going to put my forehead. But I ain't worried. You know, I had this joint, and I got a husband, and I ain't married. So what you say don't hurt me.
Look,
hurt my feelings.
My ears, my nose, and my lips. Somebody going to be fighting, y'all. I'm serious. Because I'm looking for the inventor of that meme and everybody. Everybody. I'm getting it to everybody off of that. But, yeah, man, I can't even wish the young man. I mean, again, like I say, it's one of those torn situations for me, Tree.
Because do
deserve to be punished for rushing the stage and tackling Dave Chappelle, but the ass whooping he took. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
You know what the ass whooping was?
What's that?
That was the ass whooping for all the other people to come. Like, you come.
Okay.
They made an example out of him.
Okay.
He was the example. Like, you running up here. And Dave Chappelle always was ready for the smoke. Always. Even before the Will Smith smack. He was ready for the smoke. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So this just hyped his security right on up. That's all this did was hype his security up.
Yeah. Yeah. Put them hammers on a whole nother level.
Betty Anderson said that thing was toe up. His eye was closed all the way to next week.
Kevin Anderson, do not make me laugh about that. I feel bad about laughing at dude. But yeah, man. Dude had
till next week.
Yeah, Slim, he had a little bit of everybody was kung fu fighting. Nobody bothers me. Nobody bothered me either. He got a little bit of all of that smoke. Girl.
Yes,
all
he
of that.
Yes.
All of that. Yeah. So, God, you know. Hey, y'all. Listen, no matter how mad
we
you
had
get,
to talk about
don't
this.
Rush the stage.
Yeah,
don't rush
don't
the stage,
rush
y'all.
The stage.
Don't rush the stage. Especially if that Bama from D.C. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
And I know on fact, David Chappelle was a Domino's employee. You know what I mean? Them Domino's pizza drivers, they cut from a different cloth, man. That's all I'm going to say about them.
Let me tell you a secret.
Go ahead.
That was my first job.
See what I'm saying?
That was my first job.
Hey, y'all, listen. It all correlates, y'all. It all... Do y'all think Treats would have let somebody rush her on the stage?
No, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. No, nothing. No.
Hell no.
Okay.
You gonna turn up on that stage, yeah? Hell no, man. No, Joe. That'd be real ugly, man. So, all I'm going to say, if you under the sound of Lady T and DMV Kale's voice, don't rush the stage, y'all. It ain't worth it. Now that we've got the shenanigans out the way, we're going to talk about the MLB standards. It's still early, guys, but, hey, teams are starting to jump on them pogo sticks and jump high than other teams and everything. So we're going to bring that out. We're going to take a closer look at each division leader in the MLB. The NHL playoff has begun, y'all. The NHL Stanley Cup playoffs has started. Teams are fighting for that Stanley Cup championship. So we're going to discuss that. The NBA playoff as the second round continues. Which teams have set themselves apart from the rest? That one right there, I think it's going to be tricky to answer that because it's only they've only played two games in round two, and all of the teams haven't played yet. Right, Trace? We still got two more teams. We still have two more teams to play. I mean, four more, excuse me, teams to play their round two. And that'll be tonight. Miami and Philly, and Memphis and Golden State. No, I'm sorry. Golden State played their game too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, because Memphis won. So they're 1-1 now. Okay. All right, that. And Philly and Miami will be game two tonight, right?
Facts.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to discuss all of that. The NBA draft is done. It's over with. OTAs and training camp is the next step for each team. And I want to what do you think? Now, we all know what our teams have picked up. We all know what they have decided to use to strengthen their roster or whatever. What players do you hope and wish for your team to bring on and make a part of your squad that they picked up either in the draft or the supplemental? Which players do you want to see a part of your squad? Say that, Tree. Did I make that clear?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what's up. Okay, y'all. All these topics and much, much more. Y'all know how we go on the corner. We end up where we end up, man. Messing with y'all. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back after this short, brief break.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing."
Wow thing. She like to do the wow thing. Hey, I'm a sports anchor, not a singer. There we go, Chief. There we go. MLB standing. As of today, we have the Yankees still holding the lead in the AL East at 18-6. The AL Central, the Twins at 15-9. AL West, we have the Angels at 15-10. The NL East, we have the Mets at 18-9. NL Central, we have the Brewers at 16-8. And the NL West, we have the Dodgers. The Dodgers at 15-7. What? The Dodgers
beating
their division? Oh, my goodness.
That is your division.
Well, I mean, the teams are doing good. Sis, the team's doing good.
Yeah,
we got to give them props, right?
Nah,
it's too early to rub it in baseball. Way too early. These men still got over 100.
I don't even think you care about that. I don't think you care about that right now.
A little bit.
See what I'm saying?
I care a little bit, man.
This is BS right now.
Well, I can't say a word because my Nationals are 9-18 in the NL East.
But guess what you said? NL East Mets 18-9. The NL Central Brewers go down to the NL West, the Dodgers. The Dodgers are leading. You see the difference?
Yeah, I mean,
you just went right on past the 18-9 in y'all division. You barely even heard that.
The Dodgers, they just got a name that you want to say twice sometimes. That's all.
Oh, well, okay.
Sometimes you want to say it. You know what? Let's bring the Huckleberry in first.
Hey, I'm your Huckleberry. What's happening, y'all? For a moment, I said, well, Treece and Kale are going to talk to each other for the rest of the evening, so we might as well get a snack.
I mean, goodness gracious. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
Damned if we do, damned if we don't. I put him in first, and he's still complaining.
Hey, look, just like the guy said on the movie The Barbershop, ain't this Kale's corner? This is Kale's corner.
This is Kale's corner.
Okay. Hey, trust, I didn't want y'all to just brush over Dave Chappelle without me being able to say something real quick.
Oh, I know that
butt whipping was for Chris Rock.
Wait, let me get our laugh out first. Because you just went off script just real quick. You went off script,
yeah.
But go ahead.
Hey, look, they beat him for anything that might happen in the future. You know, that security got pumped up before the show started. Anybody walk up there, you better not let them hit Dave Chappelle. Let them hit Dave Chappelle. So that's what happened on that right there. But anyway, as far as Major League Baseball goes, I ain't commenting on baseball right now. I'm jinxing my team. It's too early. It's just too early. You know, we ain't had the Kentucky Derby yet. You know, this weekend, Kentucky Derby, we don't even know what horses are running. I don't. I'm not even born into baseball. It's just too early, Kale. It's just too early for me. I love where my team is, but it's too early.
But y'all look good.
Right,
y'all pitching look good. Y'all look really good, though. Yep. Y'all pitching really look good right now to be
and
with y'all.
Y'all look bad right now, too, sis. Y'all look early.
You ain't lying.
Sis, I need you to do me a favor.
Absolutely.
I want you to And excuse me, y'all, for the unprofessional manner that we are doing this. But 57 just brought something to mind. Patrice, please pick me five horses. Look up the Kentucky Derby, which horses are racing, and pick me five horses, and give me the name for it so that I can say which one I believe, and we can say which ones we believe are going to win it.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
Definitely.
Can you do that for me? That's
what's up.
Yeah.
Five horses?
I hate that. I really seriously hate 57 that you didn't send me a text or something, because we this would have been a great opportunity for Lady T's picks. This would have been a great opportunity for Lady T's picks.
Oh,
but,
my bad. I didn't even think about it.
We cool.
Didn't even think about it.
Hey, I have to bring this brother on right now, guys. I got to say, this. We said prayers on Tuesday for this man, and he told me our prayers worked. So without further ado, I got to bring my man Kirby on. Kirby, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing a lot better. I tell you, it's kind of rough. I was in there 5 days, but I'm on the mend, and I had an excellent care and excellent medicine and everything, and I'm a little weak, but I'll be getting my strength back, you know. The VA took excellent care of me. They just around the clock and everything. The only thing I didn't like was the jelly they gave me for the toast. You know, it was from Kentucky. You know, KY jelly.
It's coming, y'all. It's coming.
Lord Emirates. Lord Emirates.
He did.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, he did. Hey, look, Kirby. I'm gonna say this, Kirby. You were weak. You at the right spot for some energy. I'm telling you that right now. We're gonna deposit all type of energy in your ass here today. You're talking about.
Well, I tell you what. I appreciate. I need it. I feel a quart low. You know. Who's there? How about 57 there?
Yes,
right
sir.
With you, Kirby.
Yes,
right
hey,
with you, baby
yes,
boy.
Sir. How you doing, man? Yeah.
Hey,
Steve,
man.
Steve,
glad to hear your voice. Doing a lot better than I hear your voice, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you what. All joking aside, I was in serious danger when I got there because I was totally dehydrated. My kidneys just not working. Having heart problems and other stuff. So, I mean, it was, your prayers were definitely answered, I tell you.
That's what's up. Let's
that's
take another call. Brother Ted, you with us, Brother Ted?
Hey, Ted. Unmute yourself.
Unmute Ted every week. Unmute yourself, Ted.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the screen. I'm muted. Yeah, how y'all doing this evening?
All right.
I brought you in, right now, Ted, because I know you were one of the first ones that responded to me and calling Kirby and asking how he's doing and what's going on with him. And, man, listen, it is great to give a good report and even greater to hear the report come from the person that we all were praying for. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely heard him. I definitely heard it. And definitely, Kirby, yeah, keep your head up, man, and know that God definitely answers prayers, you know, and he works miracles. And just continue to keep your faith in him, man, and he's going to continue to lift you up. And I'm definitely always praying for you, brother, for all of us, you know.
No doubt.
And, well,
Kirby, that's one veteran to another, Kirk.
All right. Yeah, I tell you what. Veterans are my brothers. God is my father, you know.
Well, he's going to have some billions to a veteran. I hope you get well, and I hope you, you know, be fine. I love you, and we want you to be okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm not a veteran.
Appreciate Kel's Corner, too, and appreciate y'all leaving my parking space open for me, too,
right.
So I don't have to walk 3 blocks.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, but hold on. Hey, Kurt. I got a little business I need to take care of real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Ted.
Go ahead.
Ted. You have proudly come on Kel's Corner and announced that you have two baseball teams, the Cubs and the Sox. Well, as of right now, Ted, neither one of your team is leading in the division, man. What? How you gonna have two teams and nobody leading, bro? Well, I mean, what's going
it's
on,
all
man?
Good. It's all good. Like y'all keep saying every week, but y'all keep asking a question about baseball teams, but every answer is too early. Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Well. I'm not you, Latrice. I'm just talking. What this?
Wow. He gave me a new name.
People, but Kel's Corner asked the question about your baseball team, and then also your answer is always it's too early to tell.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But
that's
hey,
what everybody come back
could,
with.
But if I could poke a stick, I'm gonna poke a stick. It ain't never too early to poke a stick.
Yeah.
And
I ain't poking. I'm a swinging. But I'm a swinging back. But that's cool. But that's my analogy on that. Like I say, it's early. And like 57 say, we haven't even got to the Preakness or whatever, horse racing or none of that stuff. So we got 160-something more games. You know, a lot of games to go. So it's still early,
you
guys keep saying. So
It is. But, again, like I say, when I can poke a stick, I'm going to poke a stick, bro. You know me.
Let me poke, because earlier y'all was saying that it's some games tonight. There's no games tonight, and Philly is 0-2 tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good look. You know, I hate to be wrong about things. Okay, so let me go on my notes with that. So you saying it's no game tonight?
You mean bad
tonight.
Most of the time, then?
What? No, it's no game tonight. It's no game tonight. They pick up Friday and Saturday, and they Philly go back to Philly.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're
right
around
back
to y'all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said earlier. Remember?
My bad. All right, good catch. You ain't have to try to come back at me, you Bama.
You know how we do, bro. It's all love. But
All right. Let's take another call here. Oh boy. 007. What's happening, bro? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up for 007?
Hey, no thing for chicken wings or some mambo sauce. Hey,
yeah,
I'm a happy man right now.
I know
why are you so happy, bro?
Hey, big
he
guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was happy because Kirby here 57.
How you
My
doing,
I'm happy. Hey, how you? I'm happy I'm here. Everybody up here today. Now, I do want to say about the baseball. I know it's early in the baseball season. But when you have a pitcher that is signed to a 6-year deal, $140 million, and you go 0-6 right now, I mean, there's a concern. Talk about Patrick Corbin. He is 7-1-6, and you know all these other pitchers. You know everybody can win, but we're looking for an ace, and we don't. The Washington Nationals, that is, don't have an ace, so that's our problem with that. The NHL tonight with the Capitals, you know, as stated, you know, they good on
early.
The road.
You hold on. You early, dog.
Right, I was going to say, you don't know.
Baseball, bro.
Ron was getting ready to give us the world of sports in 60
you
seconds.
You know what I mean? Stephen A. Ron over there.
Not Stephen A. Ron.
Give me 1 second, Ron. Give me 1 second. Let's bring my man Lou in. What's up, Lou?
Unmute yourself, Lou.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Tang. Come on, Tang.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Tang. Unmute yourself.
Hey, man, you need to put a sign up or something, you know. Mute yourself.
No, you know what? I respect you guys that are muting your phone. I truly do. Because I bring you in at any time, and if you're in the middle of another conversation, I appreciate you having your phone on mute. But go ahead, Tony. What's up, bro?
Man, ain't nothing. How y'all doing today, man? I was sitting here laughing. First thing I want to say is what's up to my man, Kirby. How you doing today, Mr. Kirby? Glad to hear your voice on here, man. You know we've been praying, and I'm glad to hear you.
Thank you.
I can't stop laughing at what you call him, Stephen A. Ron A. Smith.
That's Big Daddy K. Big Daddy K.
Stephen A. Smith stuff all day today, big bro. Don't get him started quoting that stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
You know that's his man, man.
That's why I call him Stephen A. Ron, but that's his man. Ron don't never, ever, ever, ever find wrong in whatever Stephen A. Smith say. He always finds a way to be right. Go ahead, Kirk.
What Kel's Corner needs is he needs me to introduce you when you come on the air instead of you having to introduce yourself. Now, I could come on and say, thank you for calling. I know you were calling for the best podcast on the air, but we got to do this one first.
I thought about that. I was going to introduce Lady T and myself, but we had so much fun starting it, and it did everything just flows and rolls. You know, we don't want to mess with the feng shui, the feng shui of the corner.
We
want to keep this thing moving like it's moving. So, yeah, let's bring Darius in. What's up, Darius? How you doing today, Darius?
How y'all doing? What's good with everybody?
Hey, Darius, I had to say an extra prayer for you, man. You know what I mean? with that, I win the Super Bowl early year mess. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, look. What they say, that joint stuck in my craw.
That's all I got to say about it.
You don't want to have no serious down with it, bro. Your brain to be fried.
Yeah, man. You can't have no argument with him because everything ends with I won the Super Bowl. And that's not good, though. But anyway, I'm with you on that. I'm tired of losing too, but I just can't. I can't do that.
You can't do it.
I gotta stay where I'm at. And Debo been really, getting off teasing me, talking about Dan Snyder gonna move the team, and the other night Treat and myself and Tay got into it because Treat talking about something that he gonna move to Virginia, and I think Jeff Bezos gonna get a team here. Treat talking about, well, both of them gonna be named Washington. I'm like, girl, if you don't, man. Hey, look.
You're going to be in a situation like Ted.
You
had two teams.
No, I will not. I will ever, never. I don't like Dan Snyder anyway. So not repping his team will work perfect for me. For real.
Oh.
I used to like him. I used to like him, but I can't stand him. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, he did something to me this year at that draft party, man. You know, you took away a family tradition, bro. You took away a family tradition, bro. And not just the draft party, other little things that I've noticed he's done that's just not, you know, it's just not right with me. I have women. In my family, I have a woman, you know what I mean? I have a daughter, you know? Mm-hmm. I have a sister, nieces, you know? And I, just as much as everybody else, want it to be an equal work environment for everyone. I don't want women to go to work and feel tormented and tortured by the men in their presence. But anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Darius, what's up, Darius?
Yeah, I'll be ready to start up the violin, man.
Oh, man.
Every 30 minutes, we got to hear y'all whine about the Washington football team. You know, sis don't even whine about her team like that.
You don't hear me whining. I'm not whining at all, bro.
Kill, don't fall.
Okay, whatever.
Don't do it.
Yeah, whatever,
I'm here, kid. No. I'm not pulling.
Don't mute me either,
Kale.
No, I'm talking about 50
go
ahead, time for you in.
It's Thursday, y'all know
what
it is.
I know.
Tell again, Tay. And we got other subjects
that we need to talk about, man. Come on, Darius.
I'm here.
Tell again, Darius.
He ain't no baseball. He ain't got nothing to say because he ain't no baseball person.
Oh, okay.
He only baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk baseball.
Welcome to the corner, Darius. Welcome to the corner.
Yeah.
Darius.
All right.
Good to see you here and on with us. You know what I mean? I'm glad we didn't scare you away, even though the majority of us didn't believe in your beliefs. Glad to see you coming back. That's the mark of a man, bro. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's just run into the NHL then real quick. Let's run into the NHL very quick. And let me get my nits here. Okay. We're talking about the NHL playoffs. The Bruins and the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes beat the Bruins the other night 5-1. We got the Lightning and the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs beat the Lightning 5-0. Wow. We got the Blues versus the Wilds. The Blues beat the Wilds 4-0. We have the Kings versus the Oilers. And the Kings beat the Oilers 4-3. The Caps, our Caps. Oh, let me not say that special. The Capitals and the Panthers. The Washington Capitals won 4-2. The Predators and the Avalanche. The Avalanche, man, 7-2 over the Predators. Boy, that's a football score. For real, that's a safety and a touchdown. And the Stars and the Flames. The Flames are 1-1 over the Stars.
Brother,
I don't know if the predators.
I was gonna say that. Those scores that you read off was from Tuesday. Yesterday's scores. Yesterday's scores are
hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Lightning was 5-3. And the wild ones. I got it. 6-2. The Oilers 6-0 with the Kings. And today, the Penguins and the Rangers play. The Capitals and the Panthers play. The Predators and the Avalanche play at 9:30. And Stars and Flames play at 10.
Okay.
So everything's tied up all the leagues are tied up. Everything is 1-1 except for the Penguins and the because, you know, their round two is tonight. So the Penguins and the Rangers, you know, all the teams that I just named, their round two is tonight. So everybody else already did game two. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Good look. Good catch. Man, that's why I see my co-host, y'all. That's why I see my co-host, y'all, for real. Anybody that can correct you and do it, see, but now, I ain't even going to get into it. 57 going to start going off and on. But, yeah.
Already had something. Oh, dang. Why you stop?
That is the Stanley Cup playoffs seeding right now. And it's early in the Stanley Cups, but, you know, hey, man. I'm going to start watching it, and I'm being honest with y'all. I'm really going to start watching and paying attention once they get down to like 4 teams left.
Yeah.
That's when it get good to me. Cause that's when
they're 16 right now.
And you know what? I have a question for the true hockey fans. Why do they allow fighting in hockey and no other sport is allowed?
They allow it in baseball too.
But not like hockey. It's like
hockey allows it.
In a hockey game, they'll wait for the guys to square up face to face, and the refs will be standing right there. The officials are standing right there, and they let them dudes just go to blows. And I'm like,
hockey has a rule. That when they square off, the refs are not allowed to go in until they hit the floor. Once they hit the floor, that's when the refs are supposed to jump in, because the refs are not going to jump in while they're swinging hands, because they don't want to get hit by no stick. They don't want to get hit by a glove. So they've been instructed. Once they square off, if they start fighting, unless they grapple and slow up and they can get in there, but most of the time, not until they hit the ground, that's when they jump in.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
When they be fighting like that, it might hype up the crowd and everything, but it hurts the team because you have to sit 5 minutes in the penalty box. That 5 minutes on the penalty box, you could be on the ice. You know what I'm saying? Helping your
team out.
It
all depends on which one's sitting in the box. It all depends on who's sitting in that
box.
That's right. Because everybody's sitting in that box. That right. Don't really matter. They can stick you on
Some
of them out there just
I'm sorry, sis.
Exactly.
When you do a flagrant foul, you out the game. You know a flagrant foul can put you out of a basketball game. You get ejected if it's a flagrant two. Mm-hmm. So just like in hockey, you know if you go out there and fight, you go into the penalty box. So it's up to you if you want to be in the game or not.
It depends on what kind of penalty it was, 2 or 5.
I just said if it's a flagrant two. If it's a flagrant two,
you're
going out the game. You're going out the game. Yeah.
Can we talk about I know we went to hockey, hockey real quick, but y'all know Madison Bumgarner got thrown out of the game yesterday.
Yep.
A superstar.
They said they checked his glove. They was checking his glove, and it was what the umpire was saying to him. So he did something back, and then they threw him out the game.
Yeah,
still don't know if something was wrong with the glove or not. I don't know.
Right.
But you know, I don't know. But it was a big to-do about nothing yesterday. He was gone after the, I think the first or second inning, he was out in the locker room.
See, now, that's why the Giants lost against the Dodgers. That's bad.
Don't do that.
We say that because if Bumgarner play all them innings, it wouldn't have happened like that. I think it was a silly call that the umpire would do something like that and have him injected out the game.
He said. It was what Bumgarner said to him. It wasn't nothing that – everybody get their gloves checked. Everybody get their gloves checked. If you don't want to get your gloves checked, then you need to stand in the dugout.
Right.
In the bullpen, the dugout. Get
you
away
from
the whole
Then you need to be on the outfield catching ball, first base, second base, third base. You don't need to be no pitcher if you don't want to get your glove checked.
Right.
True that. I mean, was it a reason why for him to get his glove checked? I mean,
everybody
gets
a glove check.
It's just like going through at the airport. You know what I mean? They may not check everyone, but everyone knows that it's a random search.
Exactly.
And you are subject to be checked. So
that's right.
So why he would have a reaction over something that he already knows, that's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that tells me you doing something you got no business.
Exactly.
Right.
But I ain't going to talk to no people. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it clean until some more come out. Yeah. Because he ain't known to do that. But just because you're not known to do something, that don't mean you ain't doing something.
That's right.
I mean, but why they ain't check it before the game? Check his glove before even start the game.
How you going to check somebody's glove before the game? Ain't nobody doing nothing before the game. They doing it while the game is going on.
What good is it?
Hey, 007, you watch baseball?
Mm-hmm, I do.
You don't see them do that to every pitcher when they be walking off that mound?
Yeah.
That's why
everyone
do it. It's mandatory. Every pitcher, they get them. They don't just single out nobody. They get all of them to me.
All of them. At one point in time.
They don't do no singling
out. They get them all.
Even down.
They went so hard on a Houston pitcher. He almost took his clothes off out there. He took his pants down and everything.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was over exaggerating.
Yeah, he got mad.
I understood the point
that he was trying to make, but he went a little too far in my book.
Fact.
He went a little too far with it in my book. And again, it's like we say, it's not like these guys don't know that this inspection, this search is coming. They know it's coming.
Right.
So why are you mad at something that you know is going to be there? This is like a teacher failing you. It's a test, and you bring an ink pen instead of a number 2 pencil. And she failed you. Bruh, you knew you was taking
that's
the test today.
Yeah.
Bring your number 2 pencil, man.
That's right. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Bring your number
2
pencil. So for him to get upset and do all he did to the referees, I understand why they threw him out the game.
Yeah.
I understand because they have to set a precedent, man. They have to let it be known. This is what is going to happen if there's a problem with you being searched.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is going to happen. I'm going to tell you, it, some other sports can take a page out that MLB rule book for real because we see all the time how nothing – is just called the same.
I gotta go.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing is wrapped the same. And I, for one, I can appreciate when a ref or an umpire takes control of the situation. I can appreciate that, for real, because it's something that needs to be dealt with. It's considered cheating. So we're going to make sure that nobody is cheating. And if you have a problem with it, go and get in the shower, bro. See you later.
You ain't lying, bro.
You know how long they've been trying to catch pitchers violating the baseball? Ever since the game started.
That's true,
right.
Bro.
Ever since the game started. They've caught every kind of thing you can do. Scuff it, spit on it, wipe your hair, grease on it, sweat on it.
Yeah.
Right,
pitchers
right.
keep coming up with stuff, and they keep trying to catch you. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's got me easy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you see pitchers on the mound putting the ball behind their butt. What's he doing? I'm farting on it. That's going to give me more behind it,
you know,
man.
Right.
boy, if that's cheating, man. Throw the baseball
that's
at
cheating.
The clean baseball.
Come on, that's cheating.
Hey, throw the baseball at the clean baseball. And we all should know, a sport nicknamed America's sport, man, they ain't letting you getting away with no bull cookie out there, man. They ain't letting you getting away with no jive mess, though. No. Not here. We ain't having that at all. So I'm saying to the players, the pitchers that are being excused from the game, you're bringing that on yourself, man. You're bringing that on yourself because it's not like you didn't know this was going to happen. You knew it. You knew it was coming. So to argue and fight a point, it's really new for you to even try to go against that. You know, if you're going to be mad at someone, be mad at your constituents that are trying everything in their power to find a way around the rules. Be mad at them because they're the ones that are making the umpires judge and watch over this with a closer look. They're the ones that are making the umpire feel like, you know what, everybody trying it, so everybody's going to be treated this way or the other. And to me, that's about the fairest thing I've heard in sports in a long time. Seriously, you know, when Milwaukee was playing Chicago, trees know Chicago is not my team, but it was sickening. It was sickening to watch Giannis offensive foul these guys repeatedly, and it was no call. It was no call. But then you got the littlest person on the other team come out and rough his way to the basket, and you want to call an offensive foul. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's not right. That's not right at all. And it kind of takes away for the fan their love of the game. It kind of takes it away because you start to feel like, why should I even pay attention? Why should I love this? Why should I, you know, why am I going to keep getting into this when this is how they're going to call it? This is how they decide that the games are being decided. That's not good. Not good at all. Not good for the sports. It's not good for the fans. It's not good. Plain not good. So, Yeah. I'm going to get off my soapbox again. Was that short enough, 57? Did I go too long on that one?
Oh, we back? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I fell asleep. My bad.
Oh, Lord.
He is such a 3-7-8-2-5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2. When we come back, it's NBA playoff. 57, you're a jerk, man.
Thank you.
I just love that part of that song, y'all. I did that whole thing. NBA playoffs. And Treats, you got my back, Treats. Because I done been wrong, what, twice tonight? I ain't trying to be wrong no more.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, boy. You see what I'm saying?
What'd he say?
The mutiny.
That's why I asked him earlier, man, because I don't know what he was thinking about today. I'm thinking about dinner. I'm thinking about my dinner.
I'm hungry, too. All I had was some trail mix.
You're going to have to feed everybody on Kale's Corner.
Hey, so be it. So be it. I'm hungry, damn it. Trail mix ain't for a grown man. It is not for a grown man.
This college water ain't making it.
You know, I ain't no squirrel, damn.
All right, NBA
playoffs.
Let me run it down real quick.
Go ahead and run it down. Game two, right?
Game three.
Wow.
Miami Heat. And the 76ers, the Heat is leading 2-0. Game three for Phoenix and Mavericks, the Phoenix Suns are leading 2-0. Game three for the Celtics and the Bucks, that series is tied up. Game three for the Warriors and the Grizzlies, tied up. And there you have it.
I think the 76ers are in trouble, and I think the Mavs are in trouble. I really do. Cause Luka,
can we talk
Luka,
about the Mavericks and Suns game?
Yeah, we can. I was just about to get on Luka Doncic because I
don't know what is going on.
I mean, Luka has never really been –
Kill, your phone went out, but let me tell y'all about Luka, what I seen yesterday when I watched the game. Luka Doncic is the type of person, like he'll go hard, boom, 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 back and forth, up and down, up and down, up and down. He's going so hard to the point where he's the only one touching the ball. Like, he's the only – I watched the game yesterday. He was the only one for a good half of the quarter, he was the only one that touched the ball. Like, he brought it down. They inbounded to him. He brought the ball up. Nobody touched the ball for at least five times straight.
Wow.
Nobody touched
the
ball. Everybody just standing around with their hand out. Just, like, throw me the ball. I'm right here. I can help you. I'm over here. I'm open. Never happened. He has to elevate his game. If he don't elevate his game, he's just going to be another great player. You with me, Kale? Not yet? Yes.
You said, I'm here.
Can I say
here.
Something?
You say. Go ahead, 57.
Go ahead, 57.
When, you know, I listened to what Darius was saying the other day about he wasn't selfish. And since I disagree with Darius, I said, well, let me pay attention to what Luca is doing. And I watched him last night, and I'm going to say, I'm not going to totally agree with Darius, but I'm going to say these guys are not ready. These guys are not putting themselves in positions to receive passes. And part of it is probably because he does hold on to the ball too much. They're expecting him to take the ball in. He's getting into the paint and then throwing passes back out. And that's because now he's trapped and he has nowhere to go, so he got to throw a last-minute pass with about 5 seconds left. Now he needs them, and they're not ready to play. But it seemed like last night that he wanted to get people involved. But it just looked like they were standing around looking for him to do what he normally does. You know, that's
because
what I saw last night.
Okay, so what did you see? Okay, did you see he coming down and the guy on the side, he clapping his hand like, I'm right here. Give me the ball. I'm right here. Everybody running around.
I saw that.
You know what I mean? Like, he held on to the ball to the point where it was a turnover. He didn't even get a shot up.
Yeah,
but I think it's also, sis, if you don't mind me saying, sis, I think it's also, I don't think he's like a Michael Jordan thing. I don't think he got any confidence on anybody else on the team to do what he feels he can do. And, you know, he has to get over that.
I think he's a great player, 57, you know what I mean? Like, I really do. I think he's a great player, but I don't think he's a Michael Jordan player.
I'm not saying he's a Michael Jordan. I'm not comparing him to Michael Jordan. I'm just saying when Michael Jordan had that attitude that couldn't nobody do it but him, I think that's what Luka is dealing with now.
Okay.
But no, you can't compare him to Michael Jordan. No way.
No, I misunderstood what you were saying. That was my fault.
Okay, no problem, sis. We good. Yes, sir.
He shouldn't feel like that, though, because he's seen what them boys did when they was beating Utah. Them young boys was the one that brought them back
in the game.
Until the last last two games. So he should at least see that to have some type of trust in him.
Hey, man, remember, we all watched the last.
And then if he do.
Dang, you right, bro.
Because he held it together.
But remember, we watched the last dance. And Phil Jackson had to get into Michael's face and say, Paxson's been open all night long throwing the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm not disagreeing with you.
Jason Kidd gonna have to get in his face and say, "Look, some people is
exactly.
Or when they go back in the back and they look at the video, they gonna have to point that out to him. Look. But if he's smart and he's teachable, you know what I mean? If he's smart and teachable, and somebody point that out to him, he'll be like, "Oh yeah, you know what? Let me work on that." But he's been working on it. He ain't nobody pointing it out to him, or he's still lying to himself because everybody else is making him seem like he's this big white hope and he's going to save the world. You know what I mean? Like, he got that to deal with, too. Like, everybody putting him on his pedestal, and he's trying to live up to the pedestal.
Can I give y'all a take?
Go ahead.
In my opinion, for one, I think Luka probably is the only player inside these series right now that don't have another player that's on his team that's averaging at least 20 points, for one. For two, he's going against the number one team on the West. Every series is a different series. The series against Utah isn't the series against a Phoenix. That's what y'all got to understand. So if he is sitting here watching Luka and trying to dictate Luka against every other team inside the playoffs right now, he's literally the only player on the team where he's averaging double-digit points, 20 points at least.
But,
he's playing with no other player that's averaging at least 20 points on his team. Every other team has that.
And guess what? They won't average more than 20 if Luka doesn't throw the ball to them. Like 57 said, Luka has to develop confidence in his teammates. He has to look at what they've done in the regular season, how these guys were available and ready. He has to trust that this team was assembled and does have enough. Dinwiddie could average 20 points a game. He's
Jalen
really good.
Jalen, too, and Ray, and Dwight, all of them.
And that guy, he was averaging 28 against
right.
Utah. They must have forgot about
Smith.
That.
You're talking about Finney Smith.
Yep.
Bronson was averaging 28 during the Utah.
Yeah.
They said that. And at the end of the game, Charles Barkley pointed it out. He said that man only had 4 points. Bronson only had 4 points, and they was already
right.
in the third quarter. Come on, man. Put the man in the game. Give Lucas some help because he do be tired. I'm telling you, you got to have help, man. He needs the trust.
The better your opponent, the more you have to trust your teammates, man. I understand what you're saying, Utah and Phoenix. Those are two different teams. Bringing two different type of intensities and know-how to the table. But when you're going against a team like Phoenix, you have to utilize your teammates, bro. You have to.
Yeah, because
they play defense
42 minutes. You're absolutely right.
Yes. Yes.
They play defense the whole game. And another thing,
Dallas shot themselves out
last night. They were 17 for like 42. That's just too many threes, man, when you know they're not dropping.
Right.
The only reason I disagree with you is that Bronson was getting ate up by everybody they put him on last night. They were designed, their scheme last night was to get our man on Bronson and throw the ball in there. And every time they did it, he was getting ate up. He had to take Bronson out the game.
But
he had to take him out.
I think Bronson might have had eight minutes. That's why they kept putting him in. The scheme that
Phoenix put on him kept Bronson in the hole against a man he couldn't cover. He kept getting fouled. That's all he could do.
Yeah.
So, what's his name? Had to take him out of the game.
And another thing that Charles Barkley said. The reason why, I already said Phoenix was going to win, but what Luka Doncic got to learn how to do is this: what we're talking about, and he said at the end of the game, the same way Chris Paul do it. Chris Paul gets everybody involved throughout the whole game, and he still make his little points, and he saves his energy. He got smart. Fourth quarter, man, that's the man right there. And that's all Luka has to do. He just got to – he spends so much energy in the first, second, and third because he is doing a lot.
Yeah.
But, man, he got to know how to control that energy now and slow it down and when to put it on. If not, but like D-Mob said, he also needs some more people just because just him and what's my man name that came from here? The little guy. Dinwiddie will give you 20. But just having Dinwiddie over there, it's definitely not enough.
Because Luka's not sharing the ball.
Exactly.
They have enough, bro. They have enough. They just don't have a point guard. And listen, it's terrible when the point guard on your team is a ball hauler.
Another thing, Luka Doncic is a ball hog, but he don't have no another superstar that's on a team with him. Like it's no other, like with Chris Paul, he got Devin Booker, Aiden, like you know what I mean, like household names. Mm-hmm. You can say who is on the Mavericks team that you can identify with. Like
who on the Maverick team is being boasted like or utilized like a Devin Booker or what's his name? You just said his name, the center dude. Trees, what's his name again?
Aiden.
Who on
okay,
yeah, Aiden.
Listen to who you could trying to compare these guys that he's playing with too.
You can't compare him to eight.
So you expect Reggie Bullock to come there and produce like a Devin Booker?
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Because you said who?
Let me ask you one question. Do you think Phoenix with Luka Doncic would be the same and Chris Paul with Dallas? It'd be a completely different team because Chris Paul is going to get these guys involved, man.
He's a facilitator.
He's not going to burn out. He's not going to burn out and do it all by himself. Like Tane just said, first, second, and third, Chris Paul looking to facilitate. Like just said, that fourth quarter, he's looking to hunt. He's looking to get points now. Luka Doncic, first, second, third, fourth, I'm hunting. And if the other team clamp down on me, I got three guys on me, then I'll look to pass. These guys are standing around because they're bored. They think Luka's going to shoot every shot. Go ahead.
So you have a player in Luka that come out there and lead you in rebounds, assists, and scoring, right? He don't have a guy that's going to go out there and rebound. He don't have a guy that's going to come out there and facilitate. He don't got a guy that's going to come out there and score. So he has
he's
to play this
to
way. He's looking at a guy that's by himself on a team that's looking like he's Kobe. Playing with
Bones. Facilitate is his job. Is his job.
Let me say this.
Are you
going to Darius, first, but this is Darius. He's not a team of one. He's on a team of five. It's five people on the team. Right? Playing at a time. So that means when you get on the floor, at some point, you're going to have to share the ball with everybody, whether you like it or not. Let everybody do their job. You can't do everything on the floor. You're just one person. If you share the ball, and even though they're not making the shot all the time, you still got to share the ball. It's a team. This is a team sport. We're not playing tennis. We're not playing golf. This is a team sport. Play your position. How about if he play his own position and let everybody else play their position? You might win a game.
He's been playing his position. That's how they got to this point now. Him playing his position. These guys.
Listen. He's not only playing his position, he's playing somebody else's position too. I want him to
is LeBron playing other people's position?
We're not talking about LeBron.
I'm
LeBron is a different situation.
He averages the same numbers as LeBron.
Everybody want to compare somebody to somebody else. That's the problem. You can't stay on the subject. We're talking about Luka. Luka and his four minions that's with him because none of them are superstars. Right? So we trying to get them to be something, though. We want them to be something. They made the team, so we got to get them acclimated. At some point, we got to trust them because when I wasn't there, meaning Luka, when he wasn't there when they played against Utah, it was perfectly fine. Nobody had a problem. Everybody was making buckets. Everybody was eating.
Utah's nothing. They walked through Utah. The number one team in the NBA. That's what I'm trying to point out. He's playing against the number one team in the NBA with no other all-stars. And y'all say, pass the ball.
Exactly.
Who is he passing the ball to? That's what I'm trying to understand. And then you want to yell out, he's passing the ball to the White House.
His teammates, the White Powell. I didn't tell them to make that man be on their team. I didn't make the team up.
Right,
I gotta go
right.
What they got on the
right.
team,
I'm
bro.
Going over with y'all. Y'all named the White Powell. Can y'all name some players
to
pass the ball to so they can shoot?
You have to use what you got.
You got to use what you got.
The stronger the competition, the more you need to rely on your teammates.
Right. Like I'm asking you, who do you want him to rely on? That's the question. Who do you want him to rely on is the question.
You know what? Hey,
all
Dirty,
the rest of
you know why we don't know?
All the rest of
you know why
the other four players on his team?
Name them. Every other team, y'all can name 20 players.
Dirty.
Name them.
Hold
name
on.
Somebody y'all want him
hold
to
on.
Rely on. Name them. Brunson.
I ain't got a name. He got four other guys out there.
I just named them for you, bro. I just named them for
you.
And you
have no confidence.
That's
you have no confidence
that's
in these guys.
That's what y'all just named. Oh, bro.
No,
Bertans,
that's a teammate. Bertans is a sniper. Bertans is not a bum. Nowhere has he played, he's been a bum. Bertans is not a bum, bro. Not in San Antonio, not in Washington, and not
Reggie Bullock ain't no bum either.
Listen, and we can exactly.
Yeah, I got
there's no confidence in these guys because Luka, as the facilitator, is not setting these guys up in a place of confidence. He's not. He's not passing the ball until the last moment. When the shot clock is even running out or when he has two or more defenders on him. Now he wants to pass the ball. And you're expecting these guys to make a shot no matter where he passes the ball to them? I admit
I can show you footage of 10 open shots that these guys didn't miss. I can show you
show you 20 shots that Luka has missed and completely ignored his teammates.
Yeah,
I can show you 20 to 30.
Last night,
Luka was throwing a constant three.
Man, you heard us last night in that room. You heard us talk about Luka last night. You heard us. Every time
can I say
something? Was like he not passing the ball. Look, he holding the ball too long. He held the ball one time so long. He held the ball so long one time. The ball, he didn't even get the ball up. He couldn't pass it to nobody because he was dribbling. The shot clock ran out. You turned the ball over because you dribbling so long to the point where you don't even want to pass the ball. You so mad at who your team got on the team that you don't even want to pass them the ball, and then you hold on to it so long that it's a turnover now. Wow. Come on, man. Get out of here.
Sometime along the way, Lucas had to have some help. One man does not get you this far in the playoffs by himself. So his teammates had to contribute. So you don't get to the playoffs and then forget about your teammates. You got four other guys on the team. I don't care if you say they bums or whatever. They helped him get to this point right here. He's not passing the ball. If you get scoring 47 points every playoff game, that means you got the ball in your hands a lot. And you're not passing the ball. You're not getting everybody involved. And that's just plain and simple right there.
What everybody else got? If he got 47, 20 and whatever, double-double, triple-double, whatever, that means nobody else on the everybody else on the team is single everything. They singles. Ain't nobody got no double-double. They singles. Okay? That's
on
that
everything.
On everything.
Single. What is that?
Like a double-double, that means they single-digit. 9.8 rebound. 9.8 rebound. 9.2 steals. That's what they got.
Their stat line for the game is all single-digit.
And check that.
What did 47 get? He dropped 35 points last month.
Okay, with 30, I'm exaggerating, Dirty. The game before that, he dropped 47, though. That's where I get it from.
Reggie Bullock dropped 6. Smith Dinwiddie dropped 11.
You making my point. You making my point. Thank you.
You just asked for who telling you who did it.
Listen, you give me the number, though. 11. That's barely a
that
double 11. Double. 11.
Right. Right. That 11.
That man really
did it. I'm not one of the fans. He did it. It's not burly or anything. He did it. It's not none of that. He did it.
You
it ain't, you barely did it or barely met. No,
he
did it.
He got 11.
But,
11
players.
He played 20 minutes. Let's all sing together.
Let Luca play 105.
Points,
he's so good. He's so good. He don't need nobody else. Let him play 105.
Right.
I said he's the only player in the playoffs right now that ain't playing with another all-star. That was my whole statement.
I think that. I agree with you, but the superstar Kobe Bryant make up, just like you said, he make them all better. And I shouldn't even bring that up.
I said Kobe Bryant made anybody better. I never in my life said Kobe Bryant made anybody better. Never in my life have I ever said that.
I said that.
He said he seen Kobe Bryant make somebody better. Never in my life have
Derek
I seen Kobe Bryant make anybody better.
Derek Fisher.
He did not make Derek Fisher better.
Oh, wow.
You saying Kobe Bryant made Derek Fisher better?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
He got championship rings.
I don't think y'all going to agree on anything tonight at all.
Yeah, y'all don't agree right now on that. So we might as well move on.
Yeah, we'll be arguing for the rest of the
show.
We'll
be here all night, yeah, on the Luka.
Well, all it is this new era basketball and the way they see things versus old school basketball and the championships we've seen and how they were won. Dog, there's no way around it. You have to use your teammates. You have to. One man cannot do it. Michael Jordan is considered the best player to ever play. One of them. Hell, Wilt Chamberlain, considered the top, the best. 11 championships. But it was always Wilt and them. It was always Wilt and someone else, man. And not because they were superstars, but because Wilt was willing to give them an opportunity. And he took over as the leader of the team when it was necessary for him to take over. We all know teams go in lows. They have lows and highs during the game. And the purpose of that superstar is to take over when that team is in a low, where everything is going good and everybody's hitting shots. Only thing that Luka needs to do is facilitate. But he'll never know because he's too busy taking all the shots himself. That's all we're saying. And those 11 points that Dinwiddie had could have easily been 20 points. They could have easily been 20 points because Dinwiddie can shoot that ball. That man knows, if he don't know anything else, he knows how to score.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's disrespectful.
Oh, y'all can hear me?
That's disrespectful. Yeah.
I thought I was off for a minute. the thing about the Mavericks and the Suns series, the thing is Devin Booker, Chris Paul, boy Aiden, the whole team is just dominating, and they Dallas Mavericks just gonna have to find a way to just defend home, and Luka just have to get his teammates involved, and he can't do it by himself.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Do y'all think that the Phoenix Suns are playing a better series than the Miami Heat is right now.
Yeah, I think
to me, the Miami Heat look like the best team in the playoffs right now. And maybe it's because of their competition. I'm not going to go past that. But
yeah,
they look like they're operating like a well-oiled machine right now. They got all their pieces in place.
But Phoenix still detail-oriented. So, I mean, we possibly could see the Heat and the Suns, but they detail-oriented. And I trust in Phoenix. I put my money on Phoenix.
But Phoenix can go eight deep. Miami can go – they can run their whole bench on you.
Yeah,
they can run their whole bench on you.
At any time on point that Spoelstra decides to, just like 57 said, them boys can come at you with everything they got. And it just so happens everything they got is more than hell. All the teams left in the playoffs for real.
I don't know.
Who can match them player for player?
Milwaukee, when they got healthy and hurt, is Middleton.
Yeah, that's why I say right now, sis, because Middleton still on the bench. Yeah. I think he will make a difference when he comes back. Huh?
Yeah, that's 5 points right there.
Yeah, they got all them big boys that's sitting over there waiting to get in.
Yeah, yeah. Once they get their whole squad back, it will change once they meet Miami.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they got some dogs over
there. So we sleeping on the Celtics?
I'm not going to take the Celtics, man.
They better wake up.
I ain't sleeping on them 007, but Fiend is going to win it all. That's who I'm going with, man.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's my pick. Unless it's going to be a championship in Boston.
Nah.
I'm wondering who's going to get hurt first, Booker or Paul George. I'm not Paul George, Chris Paul. Which one of them going to get hurt first? Because they play, I think it's going to be Chris Paul. I'm not wishing it on them, bro.
They already been hurt. They ain't going back out like that. They already was hurt.
Right.
Booker just came back.
All right.
Booker just came back. Chris Paul was hurt the first series. So they good.
Sam, and I'm going to say this. I cannot recall seeing anybody come back from a hamstring like Booker has come back from this hamstring, man.
Man, make that shot.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. AI.
Yeah,
but AI,
I'll leave it alone.
Because he came back from every injury, and we know they gave him that shot because he even talked about it himself.
Yeah.
That's why I always bring up AI. Anybody I see Levi with an injury like that and come back running
and play.
He ain't got no grimace in him, no limp in him. Man, they hit him up, bro. Just hope
Willis Reed did it.
A lot of them do.
One game.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Portis even talked about it. Clinton Portis even talked about it when he did it.
Yeah.
They all do it. How in the world are you going to get hit that? Hey, man, you fall on the ground and bump your knee and get back up and try to walk. You're like, damn, how'd he do it? Man, they going back there getting all kinds of shots.
Yeah.
And better hope it don't mess with them in the later days, in their later years.
Yeah. That's why you see people like Larry Bird. You look at Larry Bird's hands, his fingers going all kinds of ways. They ain't even straight no more.
Look at Booger. He the one I can't look at him when he be talking on, you know, analyzing, you know, doing an analysis. Booger McFarlane, like his hands going all different kind of ways. I'd be like, put your hand down. What's wrong with you? Like, you get on my nerves, going all different ways and stuff. Like, put your hands down. I can't take it.
Yeah. if I can say something, has anybody been watching the L.A., the winning's time for the rise and fall, the rise of the L.A. Lakers?
Oh, they got
a scene in there where they're talking about Spencer Haywood, what he did to himself on his own. It's the funniest scene in the movie, in the show. And you imagine what they went through back then, what they go through now. What they did then compared to now with the medicine and improvements we got, they shoot these guys up and send them right back out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just like
they
do horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Haywood, man, he went on like a Bama, and I understand that monkey was on his back, but he went on like a Bama for real for me. Haywood, I'm talking about the series, because I'm dead on that, John. I watch it every Sunday, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Uh-huh.
But but Haywood, you know, he did it to himself, man. He went on like a Bama and he had no one to blame but himself. You know.
That brother plays a big part in Black history, man. He's the reason why these youngins can come out now. You know, and going to college leave college early. It was Spencer Haywood that did it all.
He took the league to the Supreme Court, they can't tell me I can't provide for my family. If I got the skill set, what do I need to go to college for?
And
Supreme Court ruled in his favor. They ruled in his favor. So yeah, that's a great point, 57. Because these youngins
and don't forget
a great homage.
He slept in the same bed with Iman, bro. He slept in the same bed with Iman.
Oh,
don't
man.
Oh.
You got to do it
again. You know what? We're going to take a quick break on that one, man. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We come back, football. All right? Y'all all right with that? Let's go.
David Banner.
Slept with his mom. Boy.
Hey, you know you both be staying down on the road.
Iman.
Own up to Tennessee. A lot of the real G's showing love. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the school boys be coming out. All my homegirl be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm ill. So let me tell them who I'm me. Rubber bands, man, I'm wild as a salivan. Rolls on my right, getting large in my other hand. Hey, who I'm me? Always trouble, man, always in trouble, man. Worth a couple hundred grand, Chevy's all colors, man. Like a one-man band. Treat these rappers like the Apollo and I'm the Sandman. Told 100 grand, got stayed in the waistband. Looking for a sweet lick, but this is the wrong place, man. Every time.
Who on me is Iman? Is that right?
Iman. Yeah, Iman, not his mama. Iman. The model.
I didn't say his mama.
Oh. Yeah, I thought somebody said his mama. I'm like, not his mama. Iman, his wife.
Nah.
Oh, my bad.
That was my corner slang pronunciation.
Oh, okay.
That's what that was. The draft is done, y'all. The next thing we got is OTAs and training camp. I don't know about y'all, but I really want Washington to seriously take a look at. Well, I know that the safeties will be looked at. I know that, and I'm talking about the free agent guys, not the ones drafted, the free agent guys, because we all know that's where you build depth within your team. So I hope they look at the safeties for that depth that we're going to need to carry us through the season. Also, we got a quarterback, Cole Kelly from Southeast Louisiana. Dude's 6'7", 260 pounds. A lot of people tells me that the signing or bringing him along would be disastrous for Taylor Heinicke, but I'm thinking Kelly might be able to hide within the practice squad. I know those days are over with. You know, there'll be no more Joe Gibbs hiding guys and keeping them, protecting them from other teams. But if there's a way, I really hope we can find a way to covet this young man and to keep him as a part of the team. Because that size, forgive me, y'all, it impresses me. His size alone impresses me. So, you know, I would like to see the young man stay around. Who with your squad?
I got a draft pick, right?
Either the draft pick or the free agent.
Agent, I like Segun. That's his name. Mm-hmm. Olubi from San Diego. He's a linebacker. I really, really like him. Like, he's done big things for his school, San Diego State. It's not a lot of people that come from out of San Diego State, but I'm looking at him from out of San Diego State. He's really good. He's really big, and he can take up a lot of space. So all we need him to do for real is his job and do it well. So if he could just do that, I'm gonna be pretty happy. And we got one more that I really like. His name Tyrion Davis Price. We got him in the draft. He's from LSU. Mm-hmm. He's a running back, and we really need that running back. We really need that running back because our running backs stay hurt.
Yeah. I can see that, too. And I'm telling you, Treat, I look over my list, and it's like, damn, I wish we could keep them all, man.
Yeah.
I would be keeping them all. And, you know, them 17 games are grueling. The 17-game schedule, it is grueling. And the more you have, the better your chances of making it through those 17 games. Let's go to 57. Tell me, man.
Well, I like the quarterback that we got.
Yeah.
Kyle Pickett. I like the quarterback that we got. And you know, he's been a 5-year player with Pitt. He's going to almost the same offense that he ran in Pitt. He's a smart guy. I haven't really looked at anybody else that we picked up because my main concern has been our quarterback. So I'm happy with what we have and everything. I'm just hoping now that, you know, we got some time that we can pick up a couple of other players, especially on our offensive line, that's going to really shore it up, and our running game. And if we put a good running game in front of him, I think that we're going to have a good season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe
that. Ron, what say you, Ron?
Brian Robinson Jr. for Alabama. He's my favorite player that come from the draft. And the reason why I say that is to help out Antonio Gibson. You know, Antonio Gibson had too many touches, you know, 300 touches last year total. He was, you know, total of 6 fumbles. So having Brian Robinson to help him out in the run game, give J.D. McKenzie chance to catch passes off the backfield. I feel real good about Brian Robinson Jr.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up. Come on, Tay. Bring us up to speed with Dallas, man.
Y'all already know what's up with me, them Cowboy Nation. Let's go. Well, y'all already know, man, we need a lot with the offensive line and the defensive line. But I'm excited to see Tyler Smith. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that linebacker from LSU, Mr. D. Clark, he's going to be there. So I'm not worried about him because we do need some more depth in there. And we also need some depth in that safety, like you said. We might be able to send some safeties over there with y'all because I think out of the 19 people we got in free
agency. Where? What do you mean? We didn't change. You said send them over there to y'all.
Did you talk about safety? Did you even talk about your team yet, Miss T?
Yes, I have, sir.
But did you talk about safety?
She talked about
linebackers.
Yeah, I was talking to Brother Kale with the safety, though, Miss T.
Ooh. Damn.
But with the offensive tackle, that boy from Tulsa.
Listen to this.
What?
Damn. That means shots fired. Yeah.
Shots fired.
But look, right, I'm just hoping that young boy, Tyler Smith, you know, because, you know, they said when I was reading about him, they said he was a little high-head. He had got into a little bit of trouble, but one thing I know about our owner, man, he just nipped that in the bud. We picked them type of players up. I just hope he come down there and be a monster like they say he is and just stay focused. Offensive line.
Prayers to your owner, too. Prayers to the owner.
Yeah, Jersey's own. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, 007.
Oh, yeah, he was in a car accident.
He was in a car accident. I read that this morning.
Yeah, he was in a car accident. Yeah, all the prayers from Kale's Corner to Jerry Jones and his family. We do give out prayers to people we don't like and people we do like. So we're going to send all the prayers out to Jerry Jones, and we want him to genuinely be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's nothing like the look on Jerry Jones' face when watching him be challenged. I'm keeping it real.
You won't have long to see if that's going to happen.
I know that's right.
It was another thing.
Happy belated birthday to Dwayne Haskins. He would have turned 25 day before yesterday. He would have turned 25.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm so glad you said that. Happy birthday, Haskins. Also, happy birthday to my brother Hula, man. My man Hula, today is his 40-something birthday. So, man, shout out to Hula. Happy birthday, bruh. I love you, bruh. Real talk, man. Real talk.
Yes. Happy birthday, bruh.
No doubt. Okay. Just remind me.
Can I say something here?
Go ahead, 57. Say something.
All right. Well, first, I had asked Kale to give me 30 seconds earlier. I wanted to tell all of y'all that your prayers, I appreciate your prayers. I didn't want to step on Kirby when he was on because I want him to get his flowers. You know, my wife is doing so much better. And it's because of the prayers from the corniacs and everything. And, you know, it's just a blessing. I feel so much better now knowing that she's doing better. You know, and I just want to say I thank y'all. And before we leave, I wanted to say we got a sister that's having a birthday coming up here soon on the corniacs. And I don't know how old she going to be, but I want her to know. I don't know how young she going to turn.
That's right.
14. She'll be 14.
Mama said never ask a lady for her age.
I didn't ask, but if you want to volunteer, that's another story. But sis, we love you. Yes. Happy birthday, because we won't see you when it happens. At least I won't. Happy birthday, sis.
That's true. Yeah, my birthday is on Monday, you guys. Let me just say this. My birthday is, thank you, 57. My birthday is the day after Mother's Day. But since I am a mother to all of the Kale's Corner people here at Kale's Corner, I accept all gifts. I'll turn down nothing but McCalla. You know what I mean? I just turn down McCalla. That's it. That's all I turn down is McCalla. That's the only thing I turn down. My Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. Don't get it twisted. Don't put 2. Don't put 3. Put a 5. Okay? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we
no
can
doubt.
Continue with
no
the show.
Doubt. Yeah, man. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you to touch on with 57, you know, hey, dog, man, that is great, great news, bro.
Yeah.
Great news, yeah. Man. And there's nothing like a situation of this nature that shows you, man, just how lucky and blessed you are to have someone, man. You know, it's something that we all take for granted at times, but just to have that person that you can hug and kiss and, you know, they know when your toenails need to be cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something nobody else knows. That's something nobody else knows, bro. You know? So, yeah, man, to have that person in your life is a beautiful thing. And Ma, we are so, so happy for you, and we're going to continue praying that God continues to bless and heal, because we know he can do that. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
That is
exactly.
His thing.
Thank y'all, family.
Yeah,
exactly.
No doubt.
We love Grandma.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
Kirby,
most definitely.
With you, bro.
Yeah.
Kirby done dropped off on us, y'all. Kirby said he had it up for the corner. But, yeah, and you know, like you say, he's recuperating, trying to get himself together. So, you know.
Anytime
he
come with his jokes, I know
he's
doing well, though.
Yeah.
You know?
He come with his jokes.
Yeah.
Anytime he come with his jokes,
making
us laugh, he doing well.
That better say K.Y. Jelly. Kirby. That's a good thing. But I'm going to tell you guys, man, I cannot wait until football season, man. It is just like, I'm going to say it's the corner, man. It's the corner, and all of you guys and Lady T's picks and everything, man. It's just, it's beautiful. And T, well, we almost at the end of the show. Did you give me 5 horses? You ain't forget me, did you, sis?
Nope.
Okay. Give me 5 of them.
Hey, but bro, can I ask you something real quick before we get off the air? Go ahead.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Hey, bro, this is for you and 007. What y'all boy Chase Young going to do this year, man?
Hopefully stay
healthy.
Hopefully stay healthy, and hopefully he has learned another move, man, because he looked a lot like Brian Arakpo last year to me, running up the field with his hands in the air, waiting for the referee to make a call. That's not what you paid for, bro. That is not what you're paid for. You are paid to disrupt things in the backfield. And that's what I speaking as a Washington fan, would love to see, that he has developed a move that's worthwhile.
There you go.
I would not say
no more about him until the season starts.
They're going to have a monster season. Chase Young and Marquez Sweat will have a monster season, though.
Hey, 007. You say what, man? Yeah, because you think Stephen A. Smith is the cheese, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, and real quick, Jalen Rose finally made comments about Stephen A. and Molly.
Molly,
yeah.
For real? That's where we're going to pick it up at on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
going to pick it up,
pick it up
on
Tuesday. But go ahead, Tree, real quick. Give me my five.
All right, well, let me tell you this real quick, though. This is for Kale. I'm supposed to tell you, Zuri says, hi, Pop Pop, and I love you. Boom.
That's my grand. That's my grandbaby. Hey, look, mm-hmm. you said her name, and warm feeling and tears instantly hit my eyes. I love that little girl. I love you too, bro.
I know that's
too.
Right.
Well, go ahead. Treece, you make
oh
me sick.
Yeah.
Well, go
ahead. And I want to tell everybody a birthday. Happy birthday. We love you guys to the moon and back. We do. We love you guys. And for
back,
all
back,
the sick and shut out. Right. Mm-hmm. Tell them again. For all the sick
back.
Shut in, sick, and that's recovering, bless you all. Bless you all. Those are blessings from the Kale's Corner crew. Bless you all. Kale and Miss T would like to thank all that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you, love you, love you. Just know that. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here on Kale's Corner is 563-999-3782. The number again is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. You guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean. You guys, we love you guys. We are growing so because of you guys. We love you, love you, love you. Thank you all for your support. We love you guys. Y'all just don't even understand how much we love you guys, but we do. Kale, take it away.
Hey, Tree said it perfectly, man. And I hate getting on here sounding like a tape recorder, but, hey, Darius, we love you, bro. 57, Kirby, it was so great to hear you, man. So great to hear you. Lou, Ted. Chain, Reese Cup, Ron, Ron A. Smith.
I'm glad you hit that for me.
You Ron A. Smith now, dog.
There's
no more
00 Cup. Online. We want to thank them, too. Everybody online.
Yes. All our online participants, we really thank you guys for your comments, for chiming in. Mima, I love you, Mima. I love you so much. Everybody, thank you guys for making this Thursday, Friday Eve edition great, as you guys always do. Like Lady T said, we're going to get with you guys on Tuesday at 5 p.m., and start this whole mess all over again. And look, something I always tell you guys, if you love them, they should know it. If you love them, they should know it. Zuri, Pop, love you, baby. Hey, Keila, my daughter, I love you. I love you. I love you so much, so much, so much. Zuri, Pop, love his baby so much, so much. Y'all have a great weekend. If you love them, they should know it. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. Because if you love them, they should know it. So with that being said, we're going to have a great weekend. We are going to have a great weekend. We're going to claim that, John, right now. And everybody, have fun, be safe. And I'll meet y'all here with Lady T back on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Stay blessed.
Yes. Get the Mother Day gift.
Yes, I'm sorry. TNT Fashion. Get the Mother Day gift, y'all.